right? You had people from the far right and the far left opposed. You had people in the middle and even some on the far left and the far right for this bill. You don't see anything come out of this chamber, Katie, as we talk about all the time, with 352 votes. So it should theoretically put some pressure on the Senate to act. And what happened here is that this is something that members of Congress have been briefed on. It's been something they've been talking about for a long time. I've long maintained that few things unify Congress these days besides a fear of and interest in clamping down on China. And that's what you saw here. And it didn't hurt that two things. Number one, the Biden administration was up here. Intelligence officials were up here last week briefing the House, or this week, briefing the House of Representatives about the danger in TikTok, what they see as the danger in TikTok. Came out of the committee 50-0, Katie. Again, that is incredibly, incredibly rare. But the question is, what does the Senate do with it? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said he's reviewing it. As we all know, anything getting through the Senate is a feat in and of itself. And by the way, we've also seen the Senate pass Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid with 75 votes or 70 votes. It came over here and it got no action. So a large vote total doesn't necessarily precede action. But I would say in this case, you have Mark Warner, Marco Rubio, top Republican and Democrat on the Intelligence Committee in favor. It's probably going to be a lot of pressure in the Senate.
So what happens if the Senate passes it and it gets signed by President Biden? Does the app just disappear from people's phones?
Yeah, no, 180 days. ByteDance has to divest its holdings in the app, I think below 20%, and it needs an owner. Effectively, it needs an owner. And Katie, I can't tell you the things that I've, the number of people that have come up to me over the last year or so expressing just complete panic about TikTok. People in the intelligence community, people with access to the kind of intelligence about what TikTok allegedly, again, I don't have firsthand knowledge, but allegedly does. They say that basically we have everyone who has TikTok, I don't have it, has spyware on their phones and they are spying on us. They are looking at everything we do. Again, no background, no firsthand knowledge, but members of Congress are freaked out. They would have 180 days to sell the app. Some opponents of the bill, Katie, say that's not enough time, but it would disappear from app stores after that 180-day period. It would be lights out for TikTok.
I don't have it on my phone either. I think it's absolutely insane to have it on your phone, given all that information. I think it's nuts. And I'm speaking to my team, many of whom have it on their phones. I think you're nuts. I love you guys, but I think you're nuts.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, and you know, Steve talks about it a lot. He's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight, is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses,
yes.
Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American, then you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Here's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 13 March, year of our Lord, 2024. So many things are going on today. Signal, not noise. We're going to start with TikTok. I'm going to start with Laura Loomer. Peter Navarro is going to join me here momentarily. Laura Loomer, you've been pretty aggressive on Twitter this afternoon, I guess all day, actually, on this TikTok situation. Walk us through your concern about President Trump, about what you believe you see something playing up like a crossfire hurricane or like the potential Russiagate situation that happened in the summer of 2016. Ma'am, what are your concerns?
Let's be honest, Steve. When am I not aggressive? So I'm always aggressive, right? But we have to be aggressive with these people because they're whores. These members of Congress and the United States Senate who are saying that they are opposed to a ban on TikTok, they are all whores. And I have to expose these political prostitutes for what they are, Steve. You have Senator Rand Paul. You have people like Mike Lee who are on Twitter today talking about how, oh, we are against a ban on TikTok because it is a violation of freedom of expression. But then what they don't want to tell you is that they are bankrolled by Jeffrey Yass, who is a billionaire GOP mega donor and also happens to be the largest U.S. investor to TikTok. Rand Paul didn't disclose the fact that he received $2.3 million, Steve, $2.3 million from Jeffrey Yass. I just posted moments ago before coming on your show, Senator Mike Lee also received a max donation from Jeffrey Yass. And so if these people want to talk about opposing a TikTok ban when they were all in favor of a TikTok ban when Donald Trump was in the White House talking about banning TikTok, why don't they disclose the fact that they're bought and paid for and they're willing to sell us out and sell our country out like a bunch of cheap hookers for the price of a max donation?
Okay, hang on one second. Let's slow down because we'll get to too many. These are two of the best well-known defenders of the First Amendment, libertarians, particularly Rand Paul, but also Mike Lee, who was talked about going to the Supreme Court. These are people that are fierce defenders of the First Amendment. Do you see any reality in the argument they're making that this is a mistake because of the way it's written, that we're actually turning more power over to the Biden regime? And in fact, the reason the Biden regime supports this is not about shutting down the CCP, since they've clearly taken money from the CCP, from Blinken to Biden to the whole family, but that we're playing into the hands and walking into a trap of turning over and creating more government power to really shut down these type of feudalistic tech overlords, ma'am.
Look, since when do members of Congress care about big tech and free speech? Okay, these are the same members of Congress in the United States Senate that have done nothing, Steve. They have not filed a lawsuit. They have not held anybody accountable for the stolen election of 2020, which was stolen by the big tech social media companies, okay? Let's not forget that a sitting United States president, Donald J. Trump, the best president ever, was deplatformed by the big tech social media companies, and all of these people were taking campaign donations from the very companies that deplatformed us. And all of a sudden, now they want to pretend like they care about freedom of expression in an election year. They care about lining their pockets with campaign cash in an election year from a guy with unlimited funds, and they are willing to sell our country out. Since when does the Chinese Communist Party care about freedom of speech? Okay, there is no such thing as freedom of speech. If you make a TikTok video and you criticize Xi Jinping, you will go to jail. You will be thrown into a Chinese concentration camp like the Uyghurs. So let's just cut the BS, okay? They are trying to use scare tactics, but they do not care about freedom of speech, because if these Republican senators actually cared about freedom of speech and overreach, then they would have actually done something and gotten off their lazy asses and held big tech accountable for the extreme overreach of stealing an election and depriving the American people of their voices and their votes in 2020.
Okay, let's go to Rand Paul. You said that Yass gave him $2 million. How did Yass, the limit's $5,600. How did Yass give him $2 million? Was this into a PAC or a super PAC?
So this was in support of his campaign and his PAC in 2015, I believe. You can look this up. I posted the actual receipt and the document on my X account. But yeah, obviously it would have to have been to a PAC, since the max limit is $5,600. And so for a double max donation. And so it doesn't matter, though. OK, we already know that even though there's not supposed to be coordination between PACs and campaigns, that there's coordination taking place between PACs and campaigns. OK, we weren't born yesterday. We all know how this works. And so The same thing with Mike Lee. He's accepting donations as well. And if you pull up my X account, you can see I've posted this. This is not gossip. This is not hearsay. This is not me just, you know, making something up. I think that it is wildly inappropriate for members of the United States Congress and Senate to come out so strongly and say that they are opposed to a TikTok ban without also disclosing the fact, for the sake of transparency, that TikTok's largest investor, billionaire Trump hater Jeffrey Yass, who is a large donor to the Club for China Growth, Club for No Growth, gave $25 million to Club for Growth last year alone, financed Ron DeSantis' super PAC and the Club for Growth PAC that was running anti-Trump PACs less than 2 months ago. Like, this is a guy that we want to trust. Why? Who cares about his financial interests? We need to ban TikTok. This was a Trump campaign promise.
If you were able to give some advice to the president about your concern about walking into a trap here like the Russiagate, what would be your advice to President Trump? You're one of his strongest defenders. So what would be your advice?
Well, I would say don't fall for it, okay? This is going to be used to impeach President Trump in a second term. What you're going to have happen here, Steve, is you're going to have President Trump potentially accept a very large amount of money from Club for Growth. That money is probably going to come from TikTok CCP compromised investor Jeffrey Yass. Then they're going to be on the record saying, oh, Trump supports a TikTok ban. Oh, wait, Trump is now reversing his support for a TikTok ban because he's receiving all of this money from the Club for Growth, from Jeffrey Yass. They're going to say that it is a pass-through bribe from the Chinese Communist Party. And that's why Mitch McConnell is supporting people like Sheehy in Montana and all of these, anti-Trump, originally anti-Trump candidates for the Senate, because they're setting President Trump up for an impeachment and a conviction, okay? An impeachment and conviction in the United States Senate when he is elected, because they know that there is no stopping Donald Trump. So I would say either take the money and support a TikTok ban, or don't take the money and then just, you know, stay neutral. But he did promise his base that he was going to ban TikTok. And I will say that he was actively campaigning and attacking Ron DeSantis this election season for Ron DeSantis accepting money from Jeffrey Yass and his ties to TikTok. And it just seems like the position is now changing only because Club for Growth is, you know, waving money like a rich guy in a strip club in front of President Trump and all of his advisors, okay? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I love President Trump. I support President Trump. But I don't work for President Trump, right? It's not like someone's going to fire me for what I'm saying right now. I was supposed to work for President Trump. And, well, we all saw what happened there, how, you know, people decided to leak the contents of my private meeting to the New York Times. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, as I like to call her, sabotaged that. So I'm on the outside. I can say whatever the hell I want to say, and I'm going to say what I want to say, because I'm actually fighting to protect President Trump, and I don't want to see President Trump get set up and accused of accepting a bribe from China.
They are definitely going to look for any aspect at all to impeach President Trump. There's no doubt about that, if they take the House. Loomer, you're putting together a documentary. What's the social media? Where do people get to your podcast? Where do they find all your content?
Yeah, I just got back from Panama, and I have a documentary coming out. It's called The Great Replacement. I have the trailer that I sent your production team, so hopefully you'll be able to play it. But people can actually fund the documentary cost by going to givesendgo.com/The Great Replacement. We need to raise $100,000 for the operational and production costs. This movie is going to be transformative, Steve. I really do believe that this has the ability to open people's eyes and convert people into Trump supporters, and to really show them how the United States government is behind the invasion by financing it with our own taxpayer dollars. And so I'm going to be releasing it hopefully within the next month and a half or 2 months. But, you know, I need to raise the funds, of course. It's a grassroots operation. But you saw firsthand my reporting was pretty impactful, right, from the Darien Gap, and put myself in danger, right? Exposing myself to Venezuelan gangbangers, the same type of gangbangers that raped and killed Lake and Riley. And I went out there and I did this because people deserve to know the truth. And I'm happy to do it any day, because we're going to make America great again, Steve.
We didn't have that problem when President Trump was president. I'll tell you, you didn't have the PLA fighting age males coming up from Darien Gap through Panama. Loomer, thank you very much, Laura Loomer. Always insightful. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we return, we have a huge announcement here on the War Room. We got Dr. Peter Navarez actually in the War Room, is going to make it. Short commercial break. Make sure, hey, times of turbulence. What's a hedge for your financial condition? It's gold. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Ben and check it out today. Short break. Dr. Navarro next.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Create the framework for a new transitional political council. The United States is sending in more reinforcements. The U.S. military deploying the elite Marine team called the Fast or Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team. That team being sent to Haiti to help protect the U.S. embassy in the capital as the country's political structure remains uncertain. Over the last several weeks, Haiti saw a surge in gang violence, demanding the prime minister to step aside, which he did finally agree to do yesterday. However, that may not be the end to this revolt. Gang leaders are now saying they want a seat at the table when it comes to decisions being made about the country's political future.
I mean, if it turns to policy, and I think everyone who does this hopes at some point it will, Biden certainly has the majority, big pluralities of public support for where he stands. Trump can't say the same thing.
No, that's exactly right. Many of Trump and the Republican positions are highly unpopular this cycle, which is why you see Donald Trump resort to lying in a lot of interviews. But I think the way Joe Biden has wrapped that neatly, you played the line earlier from the State of the Union. Of all the powerful lines, I think the most powerful line was when he said, you can't love your country only when you win. And here's why. That is not Joe Biden trying to litigate Donald Trump's conspiracy theories, January 6th, the November election, on whether or not Donald Trump's a liar or relitigate the facts. He's actually litigating it about Donald Trump's patriotism. If you can't love your country unless you're in power, that's a question of your patriotism. And I think why that thread works with policy issues as well is this. It is unpatriotic to try to take away somebody's franchise, either by stealing their vote in the 20 election, by trying to quiet it, or by voter suppression laws that you're pushing in all 50 states.
I can't take Jolly anymore. I don't know how failed Republican congressman gets primetime all the time on their biggest shows. This one being one of my favorite, Nicole Wallace. Peter Navarro is with us. Peter, before I get to Trump's patriotism and policies, because this is why we cut this clip for you, I've got to ask you about TikTok. You were there originally. You were one of the architects of the original TikTok proposal, which was quite simple. Take the algorithm and shut it down. It's a pre-kinetic information war device. Your thoughts today on this vote?
Steve, I was in the White House. I was in the Situation Room. What I think people need to understand is India's example. When China, communist China, made yet again another military incursion into India, the Trump of India, Narendra Modi, the prime minister there, overnight shut down more than 40 companies like TikTok in India, just overnight, boom, done. WeChat, TikTok, just go on down. And the reason he did that so decisively was simply because whenever China has these kinds of applications embedded and infiltrated into our communication system, they are effectively spy tools. And, you know, it's not just TikTok. I mean, everybody's like focused on TikTok. WeChat just as bad. We have to have an adult discussion. I was fascinated by Laura Loomer's outing of the big donor funneling money to through the club through no growth there. And the politics, I mean, Steve, it's labyrinthine here. I mean, this club for growth, people need to get that on the radar screen, because there is every bit as dangerous as anything on the left. And this is the kind of havoc and chaos that they create. But I'll tell you what, I mean, American soldiers have died in the Horn of Africa because they were carrying on their cell phones applications that could track them, okay? That's subsequently been banned. Like, soldiers can't do that anymore. But, I had a chapter in my book, Steve. It's like, it's 10 p.m. at night. Does TikTok know where your kid is? Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. They know where you are. So let's see what happens.
We got a bigger announcement to get to. But was she too harsh on Rand Paul and Mike Lee, who are the two of the biggest civil libertarians in the Senate, and are making the case that you're giving the government more power? In fact, you're potentially giving Biden what he wants, is the ability to do what he wants on social media? Or was she correct in saying, hey, these guys didn't lift a finger to protect President Trump?
Well, I think it's a legitimate fear, Steve. And I think one of the factors that went into Donald Trump's calculus in this whole thing was his concern that if, you know, this is the camel's nose under the tent for the government to go after things like Truth Social and to kind of shut him down. And we know that the Biden regime will do anything they can to muzzle us, imprison us, and everything in between. But I would differentiate strongly between Rand Paul and Mike Lee. I mean, Rand Paul, look, he's a pure form, right? He's the purest form of libertarian. He's always been true to his ideology. Mike Lee, that's a different cat. And he was problems during the Trump administration on issues like tariffs and trade policy. And I never got any warm and fuzzy from Mike Lee with respect to MAGA and Trump.
Let's talk about now. You've come out. We're making a big announcement today. We're launching
with
Don Jr.'s publishing. Here's what it was. Navarre's worked on this for about a year. And this was to make sure that MAGA and other people kind of understood President Trump's policies and what they mean from a policy perspective. You've come out with the book, The New MAGA Deal. It's by Don Jr.'s publishing company. You can start pre-ordering today. Talk to us about this
new
book.
MAGA,
let's see the
deal.
Cover.
com. Yeah, newmagadeal.com. You buried the lead there. I got this really, he's just an awesome guy to write the foreword. I think his name is Stephen K. Bannon. And I love the foreword. It's better than the book in a way, because it's got a lot of class going back to 2016 about how I kind of was born into the Trump administration. But be that as it may, I think it's called The New MAGA Deal. You can go to newmagadeal.com and go right to the publisher to get some information about it. But the subtitle is just as informative, because it's called The Deplorable's Guide to Trump's Policies for 2024. And, Steve, what I'm trying to do, my mission in this book, and I you're right, I worked on it for a year, and we've got like 10 great contributors, former folks who were in the Trump administration shoulder to shoulder with me, David Bernhardt, you got Russ Vogt, who you have on the show all the time, Greg Autry, my space guy, Frank Gaffney. We just run down the list. There's really high quality folks focusing on this. But my mission in the book really is to inoculate MAGA, which Biden has tried to turn into a four-letter word, against all these nonsensical charges that are made by the left, and really explain what we stand for. And I go back to the DNA of the original 2016 campaign where I was like the economic trade advisor, and we had a way and a vision to create prosperity. And others like me, we were a small number, whether Stephen Miller on the board or others, Mike Flynn on national security in China.
Hang on a second. The Christmas of 2019, the year of 2019, before the bioweapon hit us, those 3 years, that peace and prosperity just wasn't because Trump waved a magic wand. This is what the left and the mainstream, they say they're so serious. They're not serious people.
Yeah.
The thought that went into that and how the policies were linked together is the most sophisticated. You take the Bush, you take Obama, you take all this crap that buried this nation. Trump gave you 3 years of peace and prosperity because these policies were not just well thought through, they were well thought through about how they interlinked together. Peter Navarro.
Yeah, and it's what I call the Iron MAGA triangle principles. You know, Steve, it's the fair trade, it's the end to endless wars, and the secure borders. I mean, this is the heart and soul of MAGA, and you know, the policies like Buy American, Hire American, and the Safe Third Nation kind of thing were all implementations of these policies. Now, the punchline I was trying to get to, as detailed and sophisticated as we had policies in 2016 going into the administration that were immediately implemented through executive orders and brought this country unparalleled peace, prosperity, and security by the greatest president in modern history. What we have now is an even greater sophisticated and textured types of policies which will be necessary to tackle all the crises that we're facing, whether it's on the border, whether it's with the Russia, China, Iran, North Korea issue, whether it's the fiscal cliff that Russ Vogt on this show talks a lot about driving and off, and you've been on top of. And what I'm trying to do for MAGA Nation here, the Deplorables Guide, newmagadeal.com, what I'm trying to do, Steve, is to provide people with the information to know why it's important to vote for Donald Trump, why we need him back in office. And also, when they encounter people out there who say, you know, MAGA is this, MAGA is that, you know, the whole Biden spin, it's like people can say, no, 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 no. These policies, Make America Great Again policies, they work. We've seen it. First 4 years of Donald Trump, peace, prosperity, security, and they will work again. And here's how Donald Trump is going to do it. And so there's over 35 chapters in the book, every policy we look at.
Hang on. You're going to stick around. Okay, I'll hold you through this break just for a couple minutes. Birchgold.com/Bannon, promo code Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Ask him why gold hits an all-time high every couple of days. Ask him that question. Wait for the answer. Back in a moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views. PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at PublicSQ.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's PublicSQ.com, PublicSQ.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Navarro, this is 35 chapters. You go through every different aspect of Trump's policies, from national security to economics, all of it.
Yeah.
You get a real audience, this was done for over a year, taken with the top people to drill down so that you have a guidebook. President Trump talks about policies a lot in the rallies, but it kind of gets buried and people having a great time. And President Trump, quite frankly, going off the glass and, you know, giving his commentary of the news of the day, right? I call it going Mort Saul, which people remember. But there's a lot of policy in the speeches. This actually takes the policies of the first term and the speeches, puts it in, you get a good map of where we're going to go in the second term. So this is a must-read, a must-get. It's a great Mother's Day gift, Father's Day gift. It's from the Winning Team Publishing Company of Don Jr. and his team, Sergio Gore and the team. It's newmagadeal.com is where you go. Go immerse yourself in this, but order this already. Pre-order now for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Navarro, of course, you and I are like brothers, and I got to tell you, Navarro is one of those guys. He's always got to do it his way. I mean, I'm a hard head, but he's the super hard head. Most famous people go to prison and write their book in prison. You write your book, and then you go to prison. Why do you always have to do things differently, Dr. Navarro?
Steve, what do we do here on the War Room? We're Wayne Gretzky of political and financial analysis. We skate to where the puck's going to be, baby. We don't skate to where the puck is. We skate to where the puck's going to be. And look, I saw this. I saw it in the 2022 cycle, Steve, when Biden, with his blood red speech, went after MAGA. And you can see, and Morning Joe, whoever, they're trying to betray MAGA as a four-letter word. And look, I'm not having any part of that. What we're going to do in this book, newmagadeal.com, we show exactly how MAGA policies, President Trump's policies, will once again lead to peace, security, and prosperity. I buried the lead, too. It's like on True Social, I was very honored to have President Trump give us a really good shout-out today. Yeah. For the book. And his endorsement blurb is prominently featured on the back cover. But what we did, Steve, is carefully go through all the speeches he's doing and right up to the point of finishing the book, going to the website, reviewing the policies, looking at the videos, and making sure that everything we had was up to date and consistent with how the president is going to govern in his second term. And I think, again, MAGA deplorables, read this book. It will help you talk about MAGA to the non-believers. And they are non-believers because they don't understand the facts and the analysis. And it will also allow you to see why it's so important in the canon of Bannon, action, action, action. You've got to get involved, folks. Yeah. You've got to get involved. If they can come for me, yes, they can come for you. And they're coming for me on Tuesday. So newmagadeal.com. Let's get it done. Yeah. You're going to love this.
Okay, brother, thank you so much. We're going to be back on tomorrow morning. We're also going to do a bunch of analysis. Hopefully, have Mike Davis about what's the lawfare is happening down in Georgia. Peter, fantastic. Great job in the book. Thank you for coming over to the War Room. Very special young man. Let's go ahead and play the cold open for him. I think you'll be kind of shocked, and then we'll bring him on.
Do you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives. So what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at Commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this house. And you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at Commerce and not the lobbyists and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there.
So, Mr. Morgan,
this is what Peter Navarro wrote this book about. This is what the Trump revolution really is. Adam Morgan, join us now. What was that throwdown about? That was about as dramatic and intense as anything I've seen in a long time. Set the stage for us. What was going on?
Well, the House of Representatives decided to give $1.3 billion of taxpayer money in incentives and even taxpayer cash to Volkswagen to come and make electric vehicles, which are totally propped up by Biden subsidies in a failing electric vehicle market. They wanted to give all this cash to bring them to South Carolina. And my constituents overwhelmingly said, hey, that's a terrible idea. It's crony capitalism. Vote no. It's going to a total different area of the state. It's not going to benefit us at all. It's just going to be our tax money. And so I just simply went up to the well and was explaining why I was voting no and why I think South Carolina needs to stop with corporate welfare and crony capitalism. Like, stick to core government functions, roads, school, public safety. Stop picking winners and losers in the private sector. That's not what conservatives do. And it literally set the chamber on fire. I mean, the Democrats, the Uniparty, the Democrats, the Republicans, they all started going at me and trying to question me. And you saw what happened. He actually said the quiet part out loud. The Uniparty has disdain for the common man, for our actual constituents. These are representatives saying, oh, the people back home, they're not smart enough to understand, you know, how business works. We need to trust unelected bureaucrats in the Commerce Department. They understand. Let's listen to them and, you know, basically forget your constituents. And you heard me. I literally couldn't contain it. I was so annoyed and just flabbergasted that people actually think this way. And I called them on the carpet for it.
Let me. When Nikki Haley, I remember she came out and interviewed to be to the United Nations. She bragged about the business that she had brought over from Germany and from Europe to South Carolina. There's also other things about the defense industry, all of it. Isn't the argument that with the tax breaks you give them and the cash subsidies you give them, that they create so many high paying jobs, and those high paying jobs create, you know, the corner drugstore and the coffee shop and the boutiques in these towns, that net net, it creates a lot more value for the folks in South Carolina than it costs? Do you buy that argument, or are you opposed to that argument?
Yeah, I completely reject that argument. First of all, in this instance, they were actually using taxpayer cash out of the reserve fund and handing it to the company. So you were literally taking money that was taken from families and from other businesses. You were taxing them and handing it out to a favored corporation because they were paying to have lobbyists in the lobby telling us that this was a great idea. Secondly, why are we giving tax breaks to certain companies and not others? It's literally the government picking winners and losers. It's socialism. And so, yeah, I just categorically reject it. Government does not create jobs. The private sector does. We need to get the government out of as many arenas of our lives and just let the people actually be great. I mean, that's what's going to make America great again, is the people. The president, President Trump knows that, and we need more people in elected office who are willing to fight for that, because it's core Republican principles, conservative principles, that are worth defending and worth fighting for. It's one of the reasons I'm running for Congress. I think we need more people who are willing to fight on that bigger stage, because the truth is, there's a swamp in all 50 states, and the biggest swamp of them all is in D.C. And we got to have people who are willing to fight every day. And that's why I'm running. Y'all should check me out, Adam Morgan, voteadammorgan.com.
Adam, social media, besides the website, where do people follow you? Because you're a man on fire. You're a man of principle, I can tell. I'm sure this is a real minority in the legislature down there. So where do people go to find more about you?
Yeah, on X, it's at Rep. Adam Morgan. And this really all happened because of Matt Gaetz. I have him to blame. He heard I was running, knew I was chair of the Freedom Caucus. We've, you know, shut down pediatric transgender clinics, and I've been able to bring transparency to the budget. So he went on my X and found that video and tweeted it. And then overnight, it's kind of gone viral with millions of views. And yeah, I appreciate the attention. But isn't it sad, Steve, that I went viral for saying what every single elected official should already be thinking and saying? Represent your people, not unelected bureaucrats and special interests. It's that simple. But evidently that's shocking, and we need more people in public office who will do that.
We definitely need people in Congress, brother, no doubt. One more time, where do people go to find out more about you?
VoteAdamMorgan.com. Ours is a grassroots movement, so we're going to win this with your help. And either way, I'm going to keep fighting the good fight every day for the American people.
Fantastic. Breath of fresh air. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Young man on fire. I love it. Doesn't get any better. Mo, I asked you to jump on here. I know you and Grace have been working on a thousand things today. I'm very upset. I don't know fully what's going on, but help me out here. Did West Point, your beloved West Point, take duty, honor, country out of, like, the motto, out of the pledge, everything they've got? Is that no longer, did somebody take that out of the of West Point, duty, honor, country?
You are correct. The superintendent issued a statement on 11 March stating basically that the previous mission statement would be changing after what he said, a year of going back and forth with senior leaders at West Point and stakeholders of West Point. They decided to change the mission statement to reflect and bind the academy to the Army. We see, as you have said many times on the show and we've heard from other guests, the military has become woke. They're pushing a woke agenda. And this is just solidifying that the academy agrees with that agenda. So the previous mission statement said to educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets so that each graduate is a commissioned leader of character committed to the values of duty, honor, country, and prepared for a career of professional excellence and service to the nation as an officer in the United States Army. And the mission statement that is now on West Point's website, they have gotten rid of it, the previous mission statement on all parts of their website, and it now says to build, educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the Army values and ready for a lifetime of service to the Army and nation. And I want to point out that two of the Army values are duty and honor. And they're trying to say that country falls under loyalty. I'm of the mindset, don't fix. If it's not broken, you don't need to fix it. There was no reason to change this mission statement. West Point supports a woke agenda. Sources I have at West Point have said that senior leaders are all about pushing this woke agenda, and the cadets do not align with the senior leaders of West Point.
I mean, this is pretty shocking. Duty, honor, country is almost mythical. It's known from the beginning of West Point all the way down to the current age of the sacrifice of the graduates of West Point. How could they possibly take that out? I mean, I'm kind of stunned by this. Do you have any observations?
I think, like I said, pushing the woke agenda, and they want to get rid of anything that reflects that. Like you said, duty, honor, country is etched in stone at West Point. So they will have to remove that. But we've seen the senior leadership push this woke agenda, get rid of different monuments at West Point, take away or rename barracks because they want to push this agenda. So I have a feeling that the cadets will not stand.
Hang on one second. I'm going to hold you to the break.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. If you're sick and tired of the globalist leftist takeover of America's corporations, go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV. That's patriotmobile.com/BannonTV and support a company that actually believes in America. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching incredibly easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and get free activation today with the offer code Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. Remember, take action, use your agency. Action, action, action.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
There's turbulence everywhere. You know, this thing about going after our institutions, our most beloved institutions, that's part of the instability. That's that classic neo-Marxist Red Guard Cultural Revolution. You're seeing that up at West Point. This is why it's a time of turbulence. It's not just financial turbulence. It's not economic or geopolitical. It's political. It's cultural, societal, civilizational. That's the fight we're in. You guys get that. That's why this is why gold, I don't give personal financial advice here, right? I don't even give personal financial advice to people close to me. You got to go figure that out on your own. That, to me, financial advice, something very personal, go figure it out on your own. Enough information out there. You can ask enough people. But we do talk about macro all the time. This is why I say go over to birchgold.com/Bannon, hook up with Philip Patrick and the team, and just ask them, what are these converging forces that are causing the de-dollarization movement? What are the converging forces that are taking the global south, the BRICS nations, and having they're trying to break out of the post-war international rules-based order because they know it doesn't work for them? Of course, MAGA knows it doesn't work for them either. It's one of the reasons President Trump's been taking the hammer to it to either make it work or change into something new. But go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Get the information. Talk to Philip Patrick, the team. Why gold every couple of days hits another all-time high. Okay, Mo, something, and you know your dad's instincts are pretty good. Something's not right with this thing. I don't understand this. This is not like some motto of some cook. This is duty, honor, country. This was the theme of MacArthur's great speech when he came back, when he was right about Asia and he was right about the Korean War. He's right about what was going to happen in Asia. He's right about these communist dictatorships. Duty, honor, country is something that resonates down through the ages. It is bizarre that in a time like now when the Army's under so much pressure and this whole thing about CRT and DEI and ESG and being woke and all that, particularly West Point, which has always been the one of the finest, if not the finest, academy for officer training in the building of character in the world. So I'm going to task you to find out some more information on this and come back to us. I want a deeper report. Can we do that?
Yes, and I just want to point out that the superintendent tried to justify this change by stating that the mission statement has changed numerous times in the last century. However, the last mission statement, the one I read first, has been the mission statement since 1998. So for the last 26 years, this has been the mission statement, and duty, honor, country has been etched into that. But yes, I will do a deeper dive and come back and report.
What is your social media?
You can follow me on Twitter and Getter at Maureen_Bannon and also on Instagram at RealMaureenBannon. I come in very hot on all of those platforms.
Nothing compared to Grace Chung, okay, queen of the trolls. But you do come in hot, sometimes too hot on that. But thank you so much. Look forward to having you back in the next couple of days. We got to get to the bottom of this. Duty, honor, country, eliminated from West Point's mission statement. Think about that for a second. Just stunning. Mike Lindell. We had the Voss guys on earlier today. They are heroes. They're going to get crushed, I can tell you personally. Now, I believe it's going to happen. But people have to understand, and this is one of the things about bravery, and this is why courage is contagious from President Trump and what he did from coming back from Mar-a-Lago when they stole the election, right? And he knew he wanted to come back and now get the Republican nomination last night. They have the Georgia thing collapsing around us right now. But his courage has been contagious all the way down to the deck plates. And those folks in Wisconsin are incredibly courageous. I just want to give a hat tip to Matthew and the entire team up there. Hope to have him back on. Any guidance for the? Do you have any guidance for those guys?
Well, the guidance as far as they've all been courageous there, and you're right. They courage is contagious, and I'll tell you what, everybody should follow what they've done up there in Wisconsin. These guys didn't give up. They just kept going at this big blocker, Robin Voss. They didn't give up, and everything that's going on now in our country, including the Supreme Court case tomorrow, everybody, that case is getting, we're putting it out there tomorrow. This comes from people that never gave up. You're talking lawyers and experts and ever. They didn't give up because someone said, oh, you're not going to get it there. This judge ruled, kicked it out on standing. And we're trying to save our country, and we will save our country. And you're right, Steve. Our great real president, Donald Trump, you Google courage, and there's a picture of him. And you know what? What everybody should be doing. We should all be courageous right now because we get one shot at this, everybody. One shot. And I'll tell you that, you all need to go to LindellPlan.com and all of you. We need to spread tomorrow this Supreme Court case. That needs to be spread out there, and we need help. We need your help. You're not going to see this on Fox News. You're not going to see all the new evidence there on Newsmax. You're going to see it right here.
What time are you putting it out? I want to get everybody alert. We're going to have you on the morning show, but what time does it actually hit that we can read it?
It sounds like they're going to file it somewhere around 6 p.m. Eastern time, that give or take. And the media is already mocking me and attacking, going, Mike Lindell said he was going to deliver it in person at the Supreme Court. I can't help but that they all the lawyers and say, hey, that'd be a little dangerous. I haven't been there since January 7th of 2021. So this is the way to go. But we do need all of you to help get the word out that it's going to be there. We have to put pressure on them. If the Supreme Court really looks at this evidence, they are going to pull it in and vote 9-0. It's just like they did in Colorado. This is a nonsensical thing. This is absolutely, you look at it, you're going to go, wow. You know, and this is all new stuff. This is not something anybody's ever seen.
Right. We got to bounce. Where do people go? MyPillow.com, promo code War Room for the deals. MyStore.com, promo code War Room for the deals. 800-873-1062. To the operators, we got their back. We're keeping them around for the deals. 30 seconds. People want to know, what's the deal today?
The biggest deal we have right now is those Perkiel sheets we got in that the box stores wouldn't take. There it is. This is all for the War Room. Sale of the century. All new Perkiel bed sheets. The queen size $26.98, king size $29.98. Of course, we have all the other sizes too for even less than that. But you will never get sheets, any sheets, for this price. Must this the best Perkiel sheets ever. Go to the War Room. Go to MyPillow.com. Go down to the War Room specials, and you're going to see what I'm holding in my hand. The premium MyPillow that started it all, now with Giza cover, $24.77 for the queen, $29.77 for the king. We got the robes, the towels on sale. Everything's on sale for the War Room posse. It's a welcome back, my friends, to the sale that never ends, because you guys made it possible out there, all of you at the War Room posse. My employees, so happy. Take care of us. Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Supreme Court day. We'll be covering it wall to wall, including the new drop of the new evidence. Stick around. The 6 o'clock show. 5 guests on fire the entire time. Boom. See you back here in a moment.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties.
Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.